Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out albums for guess how long? 40 years, four decades, four plus decades. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think Caps. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champ, and I was twice North American Boxing Writer of the Year. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You know a little bit more. In fact, you bought the pay-per-view. Of course, that mega card coming to us from Saudi Arabia yesterday, topped by Dmitry Bivol's victory over Artur Beterbiev for the World Light Heavyweight Championship. Of course, there were lots of fights on the card. Maybe it was quantity over quality, but some of that stuff was crap. And of course, the Sheik's fighter. I'm talking about, you know, the guy that runs all the boxing now, the guy with all the billionaire. Bottom line is, his fighter got a draw. Hamas, Shiraz, something like that. We'll get to that in a minute. But the bottom line is, that stunk to high heaven. So a little bit of a snicker on that card. Of course, Joseph Parker knocking out Martin Bocoli. What was Martin thinking coming in at 310 pounds? They called him in the Congo. Get this. The guy went to the Congo on vacation. You know, he's an African guy, so he's going home on vacation, like going back to Mexico. Anyway, so he goes home, and he's there for 3 or 4 days. He's eating like a pig, you know, having a good time. And they call him on the phone and say, guess what? Come fight Joseph Parker. We'll fight you private jet all the way from Saudi Arabia. So they sent a private jet for him. They flew his fat ass. They had to get a private jet with some wide seats because he was 310 pounds of the weigh-in. It's like, 310 pounds. I mean, come on, man. Why would you even? Bottom line is, you can't put a last-minute substitute in a big-time fight. Why do I say that? Because it's going to be a walkover. Like, of course, the guy that Shakur Stevenson fought. I mean, Shakur will be here in a little while. Shakur Stevenson, is he in studio yet? No, not yet. But Shakur Stevenson making a special appearance here in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide here in the Sports Byline Studios. That's right. We've flown him by private jet from Saudi Arabia to San Francisco, and he'll be here an hour or two, as will Barry the British Hare Rabbits. Of course, our boxing extraordinaire from the UK. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. Join me if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop. Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone says, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
You know, I described that the first light heavyweight fight, of course, between Dmitry Bivol and Artur Bitova as porn between two ugly people. It's just, I just didn't get off on it. You know, and plus I didn't want to watch it a second time. So yesterday, in this car that started to get this at 7:30 in the morning here in California, 7:30 in the morning, like, yeah, I woke up, called my pay-per-view guy on, you know, paid the whatever it was, right? Yeah, wink, wink. Anyway, but 7:30 in the morning, this car starts at 7:30 in the morning Pacific time. That's 10:30 on the East Coast, of course. It's coming to us live from Saudi Arabia, the Sheik's car. And I wasn't up at 7:30 in the morning. I think Barry unboxing in hour number two, the British Hare, he might have been up at that hour, but not me. But the bottom line is, anybody that endured 10 hours of boxing deserves a gold medal. It was that long. It was just so long. And of course, some of the main event, of course, Dmitry Bivol, prevailing by a majority decision, 116-112, that means 8-4 in rounds, and 115-113 means 7-5 in rounds. Of course, one judge had it 114-114 or 6-6 in rounds as far as even. That made it a majority. A split decision is one judge goes the other way. In other words, a split decision would mean that one judge had it 114-113 for Artur Bitova. That wasn't the way it was. That's why it was a majority decision, with one judge having it even, 114-114. But it was a pretty good win for Bivol, no doubt about that. But and they're going to do it again. I don't know if they want to probably do it again. I don't know. I mean, you know, I want to give them credit, because the first six rounds I watched, and I was saying to myself, you know, I got to go to the acupuncturist. I'm looking at the watch. I said, is this fight going to get over with? No, it's not going to end early. And of course, the first six rounds, five or six rounds were a bit pedestrian. I'll just put it like that. And then afterwards, of course, the fight picked up, because I came back and I watched it on tape. Of course, the last four or five rounds, I already know who won. Well, that was a little bit of a letdown. But the bottom line is, Dmitry Bivol definitely deserved that win, no doubt about that. Now, another fight on the card, of course, and I'm against these guys coming in at the last minute, because as I talked about Martin Bacoli a little bit earlier, the guy had potential. When I say potential, you know, he is a heavyweight that could really punch. Now he's 21-2, 16 KOs. But, you know, he got a right hand to the top of his head that sort of floored him, and that was, the fight was over. You know, he weighed 310 pounds. I think it was 217 of the third round, something like that. But Joseph Parker, he shouldn't be bragging. He's bragging about beating a name, but not beating a guy that wasn't in. The guy was a go. The guy was kicking back in the Congo. He's king of the Congo, you know what I'm saying? So he kicked it back in the Congo. They call him on the phone. We'll send you a private jet. So he gets on his private jet, and you think he's going to be 100%? Do you think he was dieting on the plane? I mean, come on, man. Biden minus 310 pounds. He had no chance. Absolutely none. Not even slim enough, none. So that's why I said on the phone, on the air yesterday, if Martin Bacoli wins, I will eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air today, Sunday show, and I don't have to do that. Now, at this point in time, since I don't have to eat that paper, and it will probably be in rice paper anyway, wink, wink, but the bottom line is we'll bring in, of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth from the Bronx and the shot caller for Sunday. And how are you today, sir?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
You know, I'm rocking and rolling here in the West Coast. Of course, the kind of say that fight card. I wasn't up at 7:30.
Nah, and you want to know something, Pedro? I mean, you've called this, I think, last year about Turkey, and I think we've seen some things yesterday with Turkey that a lot of fight fans did not see and did not expect, or you know, you did. But I think he's just like any other promoter. There was a lot of shenanigans that went on with this fight week and the card yesterday. And, you know, all this Turkey is great for boxing. Not so fast, my friends. I don't think so.
As far as the Sheik is concerned, he's putting out the money, okay, and everybody has sold their soul to the dude. I mean, everybody has sold their soul to, and I'm glad everybody's getting paid. I mean, you know, it's great that people are making money, especially fighters and their hanger-ons and that kind of good stuff. But when you start to when you have one guy in total control, that sort of leads to corruption. It just leads to favoritism and this and that. And what was the Shabazz guy? Shabazz with Carlos with Adamus last night. Talk to me about that. That's the Sheik's fighter. How did you see that?
That was so bad as far as, like, first of all, anybody that watches boxing and watched that fight knows that Adamus should have won that fight. Second of all, why is Turkey over there checking the scorecards of the judges and then in the corner telling the guy, like, oh, you're down in the cards, you know? And then they came out with this injury, that he had an injury afterwards after he spoke to Sheik in the ring. And it was a lot of weird stuff that went on. And, you know, I don't like it. I don't like it because if you could do it for one, you could do it for all. And then not to mention the fact that, you know, Parker went in and fought a guy that, you know, that just flew in like 9 hours before. From the Congo.
I mean, listen, the Congo is not a place that, I mean, he didn't go there. He didn't go home to kick back and diet and to get in shape. He went home to party and have a good time. So he's in the middle of a return. I mean, they're welcoming their hero back to their country. You hear where I'm coming from after that last fight. So they're welcoming him back, and he's getting up the whole country kissing his ass his whole 9 yards, and then the phone rings.
Exactly. It's just, it's crazy. And then you had another guy, Floyd, Shakur Stevenson had to fight a late replacement. And a good friend of mine told me that this guy couldn't beat him in the Golden Gloves in the amateurs. I'm not going to say who that friend was, but, you know, they said this guy Padley, they just brought him out of nowhere. And surprisingly, well, I don't know if it was a surprise, he was on weight. I don't think anybody caught that. On weight 2 days before a fight got called in, and he was already on weight. Something seems fishy about that. So,
I think Poxing's PhD Socrates Palmer, he thought the Parker fight was he thought that fight was fishy.
I don't know if the fight itself was fishy. I think it was fishy that to bring a guy in that wasn't ready. They could have called any other heavyweight that might have been trained. Now, supposedly he was supposed to be training, but, you know, and I understand they want to try to keep the fight. And you know, Parker, you know, he had this fight. He trained hard, and he was supposed to fight Dubois. And Dubois supposedly got sick because, from what I've read also, Dubois didn't want to leave. But they told him he couldn't fight. So I'm not sure what's going on then. You know, I don't know what Frank Warren has to say about
it.
But,
you know, these guys got two guys got the flu in the same week and on the same card, doesn't it? Don't they take the flu vaccine or what?
They're supposed to take whatever vaccine they should be taking. And plus, I know going to another country, you should be, you know, make sure you're well and take whatever shot you need and, you know, just be healthy, I guess. But it's just weird that two fighters were told to leave. Not that they wanted to leave on their own will. They were told that they couldn't fight. And I just find that a little fishy. And then they had two guys ready to come up in that fight. Padley out of nowhere. I mean, it's just funny business to me.
Okay, so let's go back to this Hamza Shiraz. Of course, that is a Sheik's fighter, now 21 and zip with a draw. And the unheralded 24-1, now one draw, Carlos Adamus. Here are the 18 KOs. Here are the scores. One judge had it 115-114. that was for the other guy, and of course for our guy. And then one judge had it 118-110, and then that was for Adamus, and the other judge had it 114-114. So bottom line is, one judge had it 10-2, and then one judge had it one point the other way. What's going on here?
Yeah, how did they score it one point the other way? Did they score a 10-10 round?
But 10-2 in rounds to another guy. That, I mean, they must have scored like 19 rounds even. Angelo Poletti, he scored the first Roberto Duran Ray Leonard fight, June 20th, 1988 in Montreal. He scored 12 rounds even. He gave Duran the fight three rounds. I mean, he gave on a 15 round card. He gave Duran the fight 3-2.
And he had so 3-2. So he had 7 rounds.
No, he had 12 rounds even. This is a 15 round fight back then.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's this guy, Guido Cavallari.
Cavallari.
He scored 115-114. So,
does it sound like Guido somebody's bitch?
It does sound like that. I mean, and whoever, Omar Mintum, who scored a draw, that was a joke, too. I thought Adamus clearly won this fight. You know, maybe not 10 rounds to 2, 118-110, but I saw Adamus won 8 rounds easy in that fight.
Okay, so I just got word from my producer that the Segura Stevenson is flying in via private jet here for hour number 2 of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In fact, Barry Rabbits and him will be conversing an hour. Can you imagine that? Segura is going to make a studio appearance?
That's phenomenal, man. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Oh, neither can I. Neither can I. You're too. Oh, I'm giving it up early. Anyway, let's talk about Beta Bev and Bivol. How'd you score that?
I had it better be if I thought he won 7-5. So I had it 115-113.
Okay, 115-113. Judges
went
one.
I think that's another thing, that the announcing was terrible in this card as well. And they were favoring the guy, you know. I think that was Sheik wanted Bivol to win. In my opinion, you know, I don't want to throw out allegations, but I think Sheik wanted Bivol to win, and it was set for Bivol to win. The announcing was terrible.
You know what, man? Let's just call it Sheik what he is. He's a piece of spit with an H.
Yeah.
Come on, man. No. Listen, if he's pulling this kind of crap this early in the game, imagine if he had control 3 or 4 years.
I think it's the arrogance. I think it's the arrogance of him with all this money throwing at these fighters. I think he feels like he can do whatever he wants.
Well, I think that somebody should give him the old Roberto Duran Wilfred Benitez thing. You know, when Benitez was sitting ringside there after the 15 round decision was being announced there in Montreal, Duran went over and grabbed his nuts.
Wow.
In other words, hey, Wilfred, look at this. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. There's a visual I'll leave you with. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The impeccable one is in the house, and he's not here to correct me. He's here to take care of things. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. He corrects me all the time. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van,
van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
That is the essential story. I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing for four decades, of course. In the other room, the impeccable one running the board to talk about the great Bailey Peck. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Another fighter last night that surprised some people, but not everybody. I'm talking about Ajit Cabello. Of course, he stopped Zil Zhang. Zil Zhang, the Chinese zombie now. That's why I call him the Chinese. Why do I call him the Chinese zombie now? Because he got fat. And he got fat and he got semi-unmotivated. Of course, the guy's like 42 years old, so I was probably asking a lot for a guy that's late in his life as far as boxing career is concerned. But the bottom line is, at one point in time, I thought he was a really good fighter. He was a top-notch guy. He was a guy that could draw maybe 100,000 people into like some outdoor arena or something like that in Beijing. Because Beijing, of course, when I did the first boxing card back there in 1993, we packed about 19,000 people into some auditorium or gymnasium. Muhammad Ali was there. Leonzo Barber defended the WBO light heavyweight title in that card. Of course, that was the first time boxing had been in the People's Republic of China since 1949 in the takeover of communist President Mao Zedong. So it was a bit of an event. So I knew that boxing was hot. And of course, we went back to Macau. Hey, Tommy D, we went back to Macau, and the next year we did the thing, the brawl in Beijing. Brawl at the Wall. We did that in 93. And then in 94, we went back to the Macau, and we drew 400 people. 400. Did you hear me? 400 people. And they threw a fixed fight on the card without me knowing it. You know what I'm saying? So as I'm sitting there watching this fight go down, and I see this guy take a dive, I say to myself, uh-oh, something's going on here, right? And the crowd starts throwing stuff, and before you know it, I got a riot on my hands. What did I do? I took the ring car girls, and I fled.
Smart man.
Yeah, what can I say? You know, I mean, I had to protect the women.
Yeah, hey, man, that chivalry's not dead with you, man.
Oh, no, hey, I tell you what wasn't dead was when the Chinese police wanted to talk to me that night. I said, I have nothing to do with it. They go, you're the publicity guy, you're the matchmaker. I mean, oh, you're the TV guy. All three of them. I did the ring announcing as well. That's four jobs I did. So the guy says to me, you can't say you got nothing to do with this. Okay, and of course, you know, the riot ensued and all that kind of good stuff. So the Chinese weren't all that receptive of us the second time. In fact, we're lucky we got out of there with our lives. Now, back to Shakur Stevenson and 23 and Zip now, 11 KOs with Josh Padley. Is it safe to say that's the best Shakur's look since that YouTube clip in the gas station when he was kicking that girl on the ground?
Can I not comment on that?
Okay, you can pass on that one. Bottom line is, of course, Shakur will be here in hour number two. Coming in on his private jet, Shakur will be here in hour. The impeccable one says Shakur will be here. He said the limousine is going to pick him up at the airport and shoot him here in the whole night. He's getting a police escort. And, you know, Shakur probably knows what it's like to have police around him.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to comment on that either?
He looked good yesterday. He did what he was supposed to do.
No, he looked very good yesterday. But then again, he looked good against a guy that that I probably could have done a little bit better than that. No, I take that. He was game. He tried. No, I will say this. Josh, he tried. He was game. He just was overmatched. 15-0, four KOs. Couldn't punch to save his life. But I will say this. He had BALLS. He didn't quit, and the corner stopped the fight.
Yeah, they saved it from himself. He was going to keep going, and he did show guts. And, you know, the guy came, you know, the guy's an electrician. You know, boxing is not his full-time job. It's a part-time job. So, but I'm sure he got paid a pretty good amount.
What's a pretty good amount? No, that's another thing. See, we don't know what these guys are making. We have no idea what they're making. Now, if they gave Martin Broccoli like $5 million to come over there at the last minute, I'd have went over there and basically done sexual favors for the Sheik for $5 million. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So I understand Martin getting on a plane from the Congo. Goddamn, in between meals, too. Anyway, getting on a plane from the Congo and flying into Saudi Arabia and making an appearance. Okay, so hey, he had 3 days to know he was going to fight, so you know he lost a few pounds in a few days, so he would have probably come in about 325.
Probably. You got me lost for words. But can I go back to the Zhang Ajit Kabayel? Because I think, I don't know if it was with you, but I definitely predicted Kabayel to win, and I said he would stop Zhang too, and I said he was going to be aggressive to the body. I was a little worried. I don't know, it was like the fourth round when Agit got dropped.
Five.
By Zhang.
Got dropped still, in the fifth.
I mean, Zhang is still powerful, and he can knock anybody out on any given day.
He's lazy now, lazy and old.
Yeah. He that's what I'm saying. He's got the punch, but he's coming in too big in his last four or five fights.
I bring everybody back to David Tua, the throwing Samoan, who I nicknamed the slowing Samoan at this point in time. Because what happened was, at 215 pounds, he could close the distance against guys like Ike Ibeabuchi. Of course, he didn't win the fight with Ibeabuchi. He lost that one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time. But most of these other guys, he was able to, he's a short little guy. He's like 5'9", 5'10". He could close the distance because he was fast, okay? And then once David put on those 10 pounds, he became the slowing Samoan, not the throwing Samoan, and he couldn't cut that distance anymore. And then, of course, he became basically just an average guy. Of course, Lennox Lewis licked him like a stamp. I was in the dressing room after Lennox whooped him. I brought one of the belts back to the dressing room with Emmanuel Stewart to the, I think we were at the Mandalay Bay Hotel or one of those hotels in Vegas. But Lennox Lewis was pacing around the dressing room after beating David Tua saying, he wasn't spit! And I'm saying spit with an H. He wasn't. I mean, he kept walking around. He wasn't. And he looked at me. He goes, he wasn't. He goes, he was all talk. So finally, after about 15 or 20 minutes, Lennox Lewis came down.
Mm.
I mean, you got to think about that. You're fighting the slow and Samoan. And you, listen, if you're not scared, you're a fool.
Yeah, that's. I agree. I mean, I thought it, when that fight was made, I thought Tua was going to beat Lennox too. I was scared for Lennox in that fight. And he washed him. He washed Tua. And that might have been one of the easiest fights Lennox Lewis ever had.
That's what he was saying in the dressing room, of course. But let's go back to Kabayel, of course. You and I, we talked about him on the show in the past that he was undefeated. And the fact that, you know, he was favored in this fight. He was favored over Zhang. And Zhang, again, when you pack the extra weight, it may feel good to you, but you can't deliver as fast as you would if you weren't. Feel me?
Yeah. No, I agree. Big time, and I just was very impressed. And you know, Kabayel's been doing this his last few fights. The fights I've seen him in,
he beat Frank Sanchez. He beat Frank Sanchez was 24 and zip. Arzles Beck Mug, whatever he was 18 and zip. The guy before that, Agron Samaki, good name, 19-1. Before that, he fought a couple of bums, 15-8, 35-7. But once he stepped up to fighting good guys, he fought some pretty good guys here.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Frank Sanchez is a good boxer too. So, but I like his attack to the body. He's a good body puncher, and then how he works his way up. He starts down and comes up. I like it, you know, his work rate. I like that he didn't, you know, get what's the word befuddled, whatever it is. Like when he got dropped, he came back up and he still continued to work the body and. You know, he broke him down. That referee, I don't know what he was doing because that first knockdown, they didn't score the knockdown. I don't know what they were trying
Mark
to do.
Mark Lyson?
Yeah, the whole card, like there was a lot of fishiness that was going on with the refs, the judges. Like that was another one. I forgot to mention that. Like why he didn't score that a knockdown that first time.
Because I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to speculate. I'm just trying to say that You know, if people thought the mob ran boxing, you know, back in the days with Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo and those guys, when Blinky Palermo, I think his code name was Mr. Brown, okay? And, Frankie Carbo, when he would call you on the phone and say, this is Mr. Brown or Mr. Black, you can't win tonight. And that's basically what it was. And guys had to take dives. Jake LaMotta took a dive.
Yeah, I mean, we know the story about LaMotta.
In 1989, I think I was in Atlantic City, and I saw Blinky Palermo. He was like a living legend, and he was with the Gelb family. And of course, Frank Gelb was the Atlantic City promoter. And what I always thought was funny about Atlantic City was you couldn't do a show in Atlantic City, Tommy D, without Frank Gelb's permission.
Mm.
No, I mean, all of Atlantic City. And the reason why I know this is that Joseph Abercrombie and the Houston Boxing Association had, like, deep pockets. She's a billionaire, okay? She wanted to promote in Atlantic City, and they made her go meet Frank Gelb.
Wow. Talk about juice.
No, juice. He was a Jewish godfather, I thought. No doubt about that. We are rolling to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, lots of fights last night. We'll talk about probably the best performance put forth by Virgil Ortiz in a long time. That's Virgil with an E. His family couldn't spell V-E-R-G-I-L instead of V-I-R-G-I-L. Bottom line is now 23-0, 21 KOs, a 12-round unanimous nod winner over Israel Madrimov, a novice at 10-2. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Didn't exactly destroy Joe Frazier, did he? Got drilled in the 12th round, of course, hurt really bad. Ali told me that when he got hurt in the 11th or the 12th round, I can't remember exactly what round it was, the first fight, of course, March 8th, 1971 with Joe Frazier. That was the hardest he ever was until Ernie Shavers hit him. Of course, Ernie Shavers was a guy that, the hardest hitter in boxing history. At one point in time, I asked Larry Holmes a couple years ago, I said, Larry, you know, I can see a punch coming. I can take it. I said, the only time I've ever been knocked down five or six times in my career, anyway, bottom line is with hooks, either hooks from the – because you don't see hooks coming. They're like the punches you don't see are the ones that drop you. And the only punch that Larry said that you could see coming and still dropped you was Ernie Shaver. So may Ernie rest in peace. Larry seems to be doing okay as of well. Of course, back to last night's card. Of course, yesterday's card and 10-hour card. So I think Barry Rabus might have watched all 10 hours. We'll hear from him in hour number two. But outside of that, I don't know anybody that did. Talk to me about Virgil Ortiz.
I was very impressed with Virgil Ortiz, and I was very unimpressed with Magomed. Magomed fought a different fight than he did when he fought Bud Crawford, and I picked Magomed to win, and I thought Virgil did great. I mean, the scorecards were a lot closer than what I had it. I thought Virgil dominated this fight. I thought Magomed was, you know, dancing around a little too much, fainting a little bit too much, and wasn't really landing any punches. You know, I think Virgil pressed the action, and I thought he did good with his jab. And you know, Magomed came on late in the second half. Maybe had one good round. I think it was like the seventh round. But other than that, I thought Virgil looked great. I was very impressed with Virgil. I picked Magomed to stop Virgil. I really did. And you know, that's the one fight I think I got really, you know, wrong, completely wrong. I mean, I picked Better Beaver as well, but I still thought Better Beaver won. But yeah, very impressed with Virgil.
About a year and a half ago, they set me up with an interview here with Joshua Botsy. We did this interview from the UK. Of course, he was talking all kinds of smack, and he lost to Callum Smith. Does that mean that is Callum Smith really world class, or is Callum Smith like an also ran?
I think world class, as in, you know, he's a good world class competitor, a good, you know, contender. I mean, he's been in the ring with a couple of good fighters, but, you know, he lost, you know, to them. But Boatsy's saying, Boatsy, you know, it's not as good as what everybody probably thought he was. And, you know, that was to me the fight of the night. I thought the fight of the card. I thought that was a very good fight. One of the judges had the card extremely wrong. I thought it was a lot closer than that. But, you know, I think Callum Smith is a good fighter. I think he's a good challenger. I wouldn't be surprised they put Callum Smith with Benavidez now.
One judge had it 119, 110. The other judge had it 116, 112. And one judge had it 115, 113. The referee was Howard Foster. I think we kicked Howard's ass a couple of months ago. But, of course, Artur Beterbiev losing by a majority decision. And, of course, Tommy D thinks that Dmitry Bivol won. Is that Bivol clip ready to roll? Okay, let's get – bottom line is, of course, Dmitry Bivol is now the light heavyweight champion. Now, David Benavidez, of course, my guy at 175 or 168 or heavyweight or whatever. Bottom line is Benavidez said he was going to fight Bivol if Bivol won, but he wasn't open to fighting Beterbiev if he won. So bottom line is it looks like there might be a future fight between David Benavidez and Dmitry Bivol. Here's Bivol post-fight.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for staying with us. It's 4:11 a.m. and what we witnessed was not just one of the greatest fight cards and the greatest night I can ever remember, but we witnessed one of the greatest performances I've ever seen live. Watching that fight, two rounds gone, nice start from Dmitry Bivol, and then Artur Beterbiev come on with three rounds of treacherous pressure. And I was watching Artur Beterbiev thinking, this guy's incredible, he's like a machine, how do you stop him? And it took one of the greatest performances of our lifetime to overcome him and to beat him. And Dmitry Bivol did that tonight. Tonight, in my opinion, Dmitry Bivol got justice from the first fight and become the undisputed light heavyweight world champion with a performance for the ages. And now this man sits here with all the belts, the king of the 175-pound division. And we have to remember, this is also the guy that went to Las Vegas and Cinco de Mayo and beat Canelo Alvarez, the pound-for-pound number one. This is also the guy that just beat the undisputed champion who was top five pound-for-pound. For me, there is an argument that this man here sits as pound-for-pound number one. We'll give Usyk the benefit of the doubt because he's a great fighter. But for me right now, this is the pound-for-pound number two in the sport. One of the best performances I've ever seen. And for the people here, I think a huge round of applause for the new undisputed light heavyweight champion of the world, Dmitry Bivol.
Thank you.
I've also got to thank an incredible team of people down there, but of course, you know, definitely the biggest warrior on the team, Vadim Kornilov. You know, this guy is relentless in his pursuit for his fighters. You know.
Promoter Eddie Hearn, of course, talking up Dmitry Bivol post-fight last night and a 10-hour card. I don't know anybody stayed up 10 hours. Maybe Barry on Boxing did an hour or two, but straight up. Was it quality over quantity or quantity over quality? Which was it, Tommy D? A little bit of both?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, it wasn't the great card that we all thought it was. I actually thought the card was pretty decent. Above average. I thought it was good. I was entertained. Okay. You know, I was entertained. I didn't see all the fights. I seen the big fights. I missed
two
fights.
Well, you don't get up to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so I guess, you know, that's like, you can get like 1:30, 2 o'clock, so you must have picked it up right about the Ortiz fight.
No, I picked it up right at the Buatsi-Callum Smith fight.
Okay.
So I saw every fight after that one. And I was entertained. I thought I was, you know, for the most part, entertained, but I was pretty shocked with the, you know, I dare say shenanigans that was done throughout the card in the fight week. And Turkey, in that Adamus, the Adamus and Shiraz fight, that was a turnoff for me. So,
well, the Parker Bacoli fight was a turnoff. That shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it shouldn't have happened.
Bro. What's the difference between getting Bacoli off, Britton Bacoli from the Congo in 3 days, or getting some bum off the street? What's the difference?
It really is none.
Yeah, okay, I thought you were going to come up with a reason.
there's none. I mean, it was a joke. I guess they were trying to save the fight and give, you know, Parker some food, I guess, and you know.
But here's what's up. Listen, if you feel like you want to do something, give the guy a bit of his purse or half his purse or something like that. But you don't put on farces. Those two fights that they put together with Bacoli and Parker and then Shakur Stevenson and Josh, those were frauds.
Yeah, they were big time frauds. You know, so I mean, other than that, the card was decent and I was entertained and.
What about those commentators, though?
It was terrible. You know, so they were definitely one-sided.
Yeah, well, this is what's up. When you get guys on the air, and I've worked with guys, okay, and they're trying to blow the promotion. I remember one guy I told him, I elbowed him one time. I won't mention who it is because people know who I'm talking about. But I elbowed him one time. So stop blowing this guy. Talking about the promoter. He's blowing the promoter. Yeah, so-and-so. Okay, Tony Holder. No, come on, man. Relax. Don't be blowing the promoter. Just concentrate on what we're doing. Because a lot of guys they want to kiss that ass.
Yeah, and I get it. I get it because they want to keep their jobs and keep
their jobs. No wonder I never kept any gigs. Didn't kiss nobody's ass.
Hey, man, you're a real one. That's why, Pedro.
No, I'm an idiot. I'm a buffoon sometimes. But the bottom line is listen, there's nothing I ever did or said that I'm ashamed of as far as, you know, as being a boxing reporter or anything like that. And, of course, there were a couple of things that I turned over that I thought were monumental as far as boxing history was concerned. Talk about the fixed fights with Top Rank back in the early 2000s, of course, when Top Rank was about to be dismantled by the U.S. Justice Department. But at the last minute, the Attorney General, John Ashcroft, came in and sealed 19 Top Rank indictments.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I testified before the grand jury down there in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah, we're ready to close down Top Rank. Ready to close them down, baby. Ready to shut them. Massa Bob and the plant Top Rank plantation, they was about to get shut down. And then the attorney. Now you have to remember that Bob Arum himself was a former U.S. attorney for Bobby Kennedy back in the 60s. So he was with the Justice Department. So for the Justice Department to give him such a pass isn't such a big thing. You know, I mean, it's no big surprise. But, man, this had 19 sealed indictments.
Wow.
And that meant a lot. I mean, and I can name three people that at top rank that were part. Aaron wasn't one of the guys who was being indicted, but three people were, and one of them was semi-related to him. Let's put it to you like, and it wasn't his stepdaughter; it was his stepson, Todd DeBuff. Oh, did they really say that? Yeah, yeah. They say Todd DeBuff, Bruce Trampler was in trouble. Who else was in trouble? Listen, they got audio tapes of these guys fixing fights. I heard the audio. I heard the audio tape. They were watching.
Anybody currently there now? Like,
yeah, if Bruce Trampler's still around, okay. But all right, but here's what's up. Bruce Trampler was. I listened to a tape where they were watching a fixed fight on tape, commenting on it.
And nothing happened after that.
No, well, the U.S. Justice Department came up with 19 indictments, and they were sealed by John Ashcroft.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's when we thought that Master Bob was going to go. We did. And, of course, Cedric Kushner was involved with some fight fixing as well, but not Aram's company, and it wasn't Aram per se. I will say it again. It wasn't Aram per se, but it was his underlings. They did things like transporting cocaine across the borders, I believe, in my opinion. In fact, somebody told me they were stuffing cocaine in boxing gloves.
Jesus.
No, this is all went down. I mean, of course, and I'm not gonna name Sean Gibbons and say that Sean Gibbons was the guy doing that or anything like that. But Sean Gibbons, of course, was mentioned by the Oklahoma State Attorney General for being involved with fixed fights and Pat O'Grady. Pat O'Grady, of course, was the father of Sean O'Grady, who was involved in a lot of fixed fights. Did I tell you about Sean and the Mexican?
No, I don't believe he did.
Oh yeah, well, Sean fought this Mexican first night. He fought this Mexican like in Tulsa, Oklahoma. His name was Jose. Okay, and he was wearing pink trunks, okay? So then about a week later, Sean fought the same guy in Bridgeport, some other city this now, okay? And the guy was wearing a different color trunks, and the guy's name was Roberto. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, he did four or five fights like that, and guess what Pat O'Grady did to the wetback? And the reason why I say the wetback is that that's what they called him back then, and this is what he did to the fighter. The fighter wasn't paid for any of those fights. He was given room and board. And when it came time to pay him, Pat O'Grady called the immigration on him. And it's sort of like calling the immigration right now. They'll come. And they came and they deported. They came and they deported the dude.
That's messed up.
So when Sean gets on TV and he plays, I'm the nicest guy, I'm the bubblegum kid, all that kind of crap. Man, you knew what time it was when you looked across the ring and saw me, the same guy, four different times with four different sets. And that was just one time that he did that. I don't know how many times he did it, but because, you know, Sean ran up a record like 76-1 or something like that.
Wow. And it's crazy because, you know, didn't Top Rank do business with Daniel Kinahan? And then ain't Dan a wanted man right now? And
is he a wanted man?
I think he's a wanted man. He can't come to the
wanted
States.
Wanted man isn't gay and wanted by other men or wanted by the law?
Wanted by the law.
Okay. You never know in boxing these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So anyway, who's the U.S. Justice Department didn't swear out a warrant for him, did they? It's like the U.K. people, right?
Yeah, they put some type of bounty or something on her. I think it's like a $5 million bounty too. So nobody knows, supposedly knows where he is.
The impeccable one knows.
That's why Tyson Fury had to leave. Tyson Fury used to live down in somewhere in California or Vegas or something, and he could not stay here.
That's right.
Because he was associated with
Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury's not allowed to come in the country, am I right?
Exactly, and I think it has something to do with Daniel Kinahan.
No, it's Bailey Peck. Bailey Peck said he can't get in here, and what Bailey says goes. I'm just telling you like it is. Anyway, pretty good night of fights all in all. Of course, we've got some good fights coming up this week. I want you to hug the wife, hug your son. Of course, your daughter is away at school. You're a lucky dude. You're a super dad, and I wish you all the best, man. I thank you so much for your weekly contributions, Tommy D.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me on.
Okay, now send me the check. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the shot caller on Sunday. Product and, of course, exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I can't say this wasn't expected, but still, anytime you want to announce somebody's death, somebody you've had contact with professionally or personally, it's a little bit rough. Of course, we're talking about the Mutt. That's what he called himself, the Mutt. I mean, when a guy calls himself the Mutt, you got to know... He hasn't got a whole lot of ego. He's really, really a proud dude. Talk about Greg Haugen. Of course, he's former lightweight champion, junior welterweight champion. He beat Camacho one fight and tested positive for weed. They took the fight away from him. Imagine that, fighting Camacho. Camacho, of all the people that tested positive for drugs, or you would test positive with drugs for drugs on, he didn't. Camacho didn't test positive for that one. Greg Haugen tested positive, of course. And then it was Greg Haugen when he fought Jimmy Paul for the World WBO Lightweight Championship back in the day. I think it was like 85, 86. I was on the John Mugabe, Dwayne Thomas undercard, I believe. And, of course, Emmanuel Stewart, he had Thomas beating Mugabe, but he bet on Jimmy Paul $625,000 to beat Greg Haugen. Well, Greg Haugen didn't. Greg Haugen won that night. Of course, Greg Haugen didn't know that until a couple years ago. But may he rest in peace. He's passed away up there in Washington, his native Washington, of course, via some form of cancer. He was a good guy. He was a tough guy. He was an asshole a lot of the times. He was. He was a rough guy to be around. I never knew what to expect when I walked up to him this day because you never quite knew. But the bottom line is, he was a great father. He was a great husband, and he was a pretty good, damn good human being. So, Greg Haugen, the 10 count for you, my brother. All peace and respect. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number one of two. Of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Force Network, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, hour number two forthcoming after the 6-minute news. It'll be Barry Unboxing. That's right, Barry Rabbis, the British Hair, here in studio, as well Shakur.
I want
Shakur Stevenson will be here as well. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. On the NBA scoreboard, Pacers get an at-home W against the Grizzlies, 127-113. 76ers take a loss to the Celtics. Celtics take it home, 124-104. Knicks beating the Bulls, 113-111. Orlando crafting some magic of their own, getting a W over the Hawks, 114-108. Cavaliers out-netting the Nets, winning 110-97. Bucks get an at-home W against the Clippers, 116-110. Nuggets take control of the game after winning 129-115 over the Hornets. Spurs dimming the light of the Suns in a big win over Phoenix, 120-109. 40-year-old LeBron James dropped 40 points last night in a big Lakers win over the Trailblazers. This is James' second time reaching 40 points since his 40th birthday in December. James is the only player in NBA history with multiple 40-point games at age 40 or older. He has also officially played 1,542 regular season games in his career, passing Vince Carter for the number 3 all-time list spot. That final score, 110-102. NHL's Four Nation face-off concluded as Canada takes home the championship W, winning against USA 3-2. Want more sports content? Well, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network presented by Geico and Geico.com. On January 21st, New Orleans had its snowiest day on record, receiving 8 inches from a historic storm that blanketed the Deep South. On Wednesday, nearly a month later, a storm of a different kind was brewing in the French Quarter, where leaders from the SEC and Big Ten were gathered to discuss several agenda items, but really there to focus on only one, a change to the seeding for the college football playoffs to be effective this coming season, a move that would be considered quick for any sport, college or pro. To set the scene, know that starting in 2026, coinciding with the start of a new robust TV deal, the SEC and Big Ten, the two powerhouse conferences in college football, have bullied their way to the top of the hill. They are in favor of an expanded playoff going from 12 to 14 or maybe as many as 16 teams in 2026, Yahoo Sports reports. While the rest of college football would favor that, the unsettling part is the Big Ten and SEC would get 4 automatic bids each to the dance. Back to this meeting, a change to straight seeding using the college football rankings would have meant teams like Boise State and Arizona State would have been participating in the first round of the playoffs instead of receiving automatic bids. For this coming season, all conferences have a say in the seeding vote, their last flex of power until at least next decade. It will be interesting to see how the other power conferences like the Big 12 and ACC, who Yahoo Sports reports will receive 2 guaranteed tickets each to that dance in 2026, react to this power struggle. The knee-jerk thought here is that they grab other major conferences and form their own playoffs. As always, it's the fan that will lose out as this goes forward. By receiving 4 automatic bids each, an SEC or Big Ten team may know its postseason fate by Halloween, taking much of the intrigue out of the regular season, which makes college football so attractive. For now, Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, Emily coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, February 23rd, 2025. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion, and I was twice North American Boxing Writer of the Year. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You know a little bit more. In fact, you made that record pay-per-view yesterday, buying that for like $24, whatever it was. Bottom line is, if you bought the card, let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7520. Of course, I bought the card, wink, wink. Everybody I know bought the card, wink, wink. And guess what? I tried to put this out on the internet last week on Facebook. I said to the guy, people at different pages, you know, how many of you are buying the pay-per-view? How many of you are not buying the pay-per-view? And how many of you are taking the Fifth Amendment? As the words, you're going to steal it and not pay for it and that kind of good stuff, right? So nobody took the Fifth. Everybody said they were buying it. I mean, all these people lying. And put it this way, if they were on the polygraph machine, I had about like a million liars last week, no doubt about that. What I'm trying to tell you is this fight card started at 7:30 in the morning. Who in the hell, not even Barry on Boxing was up at 7:30 in the morning for this one. Not even Barry, I kid you not. So some people were compelled to watch this card from 7:30 in the morning until 5:45 at night. That's Pacific time. Whoa, you got to be kidding me. I wasn't getting up that early. Because nobody's getting up that early. Anyway, bottom line is good fight card. Quantity over quality, I thought. But the bottom line is there were a couple of good fights, of course. Zil Zhang, consider him toast now, of course. He got drilled by a guy named Abbott Cabello. Of course, we talked about him in the past, how the fact that he was favored, slightly favored. He was a bit of an unknown guy, but he beat three good guys in a row. So Barry on Boxing was big on him. We'll talk about that and more after the break. Straight up, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I do want to mention, of course, they close off hour number two with the death of Greg Haugen. Greg Haugen, 39-10, 19 KOs. A good guy, no doubt about that. A really jerk to be around. He was not a guy you want to be around. He wasn't anybody's friend, per se, okay? But he was a damn good guy and a great father. Rest in peace, Greg Haugen.
You need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near Power Pedos, full steam ahead.
What Mr. King, the world's greatest promoter, of course, the Donald King, two times a murderer, one time convicted. Bottom line is, what he was trying to say was, I was in a Times Square gym in Las Vegas, in New York City, I guess it was about 1980 or 1990, and I gangster slapped a couple guys I wasn't supposed to. Okay, I mean, Saul Mambi was one of the guys who was former world champion. You're not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff. And guess what, you guys? I had been retired 2 years. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. I did. Barry, I was off 2 years. Went to New York City, went to the WBC convention, this and that. And I had been training. I wasn't like I wasn't training, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't training. So I went to the Times Square gym, and me and Mombi did a few rounds, and he was very kind to me. He didn't try to hurt me or anything. But, you know, I don't hold back in sparring. I'm one of those guys that believes sparring, we imitate fighting. In other words, the guys that sparred slow, Barry, were the guys that fought slow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Yeah, and when you fight, like, and then you see him doing the back, boom, boom. Boom, boom. Man, if you're doing that slow motion and you get under stress, you're going to revert back to what you do in training.
Yeah.
And if you train slowly, you're going to train slowly. Anyway, how's life treating you?
Yeah, pretty good. Not too bad for
Step some. Into that mic a little bit.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Now, let me go through your picks last night. You picked Bivol to win. You picked Parker to win. Did I tell you that the caveat with Parker, if Boccoli would have won, I was going to eat, this is what I announced on yesterday's show,
okay.
I would eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air today with Barry and President and Jose to watch Jose Missouri because Olivia's kid's in the house as well. But the bottom line is I would eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper of rice paper, but I would eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper here on the air. And, of course, the only time that I came close to having to eat paper in my entire career as far as doing radio was concerned was when Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe fought, okay? And that Jeannie Williams girl, that lady that had that horrible joy, had she not come up with that horrible judge score and called it a draw, I'd had to eat paper on that one.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to be eating paper.
No. But, you know, it is what it is. I remember some lady said to me, I'll send you the paper. I said, no. But I haven't had to eat it yet. Anyway, bottom line is, Bivol,
pretty impressive down the second half of the fight. First half of the fight, I went to get acupuncture after about four or five rounds, said to myself, it looks like Beter Bev is going to win. It doesn't look to me exciting at all. And then Bivol picked it up.
I thought Beter Bev started off way quicker this time. I thought he was going to start to roll over him, to be honest with you, by the halfway mark. But yeah, I think it's a brilliant second half by Bivol.
Okay. So Bivol, of course, now is probably primed to fight David Benavidez.
I think the third fight between the two of them, I think, yeah.
You want to go a third time?
I would, because I,
let the monster step in, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get my guy to fight. None of you guys want to fight my guy. What's up with this, man? Yeah. Wait. Canelo runs from him for 3.5 years, okay? Everybody runs from him. David, did you pick Morrell to beat him?
I did, yeah. Okay, I'm not spoken to you since then.
Morrell won maybe two rounds.
You know what? I didn't watch it. I didn't pay for it.
Oh, you got to look like I was there live. I went down and said, check this out. My attorney, Mark Risman, invites me to Vegas. So I fly down there in the charter plane. Southwest. Anyway, I can't even. They don't have hangars. Southwest doesn't even have hangars to hang your suit. Anyway, so I fly down there. And I see the fight, and it's at the T-Mobile Arena. It's a great, we're sitting in this VIP box. So it's this billionaire, and the guy's got all kinds of money. He owns a box there, right? So we sat in this box. I never want to sit ringside again, Barry. Honest to God, the box with the big screen right in front of me like in the arena, that was it. I don't never want to go back ringside.
I prefer the bleachers. I've sat ringside, but I little pair of watching binoculars.
I'm with the binoculars. This big screen, it was right in front of us. So, I mean, this is a VIP box. I don't know about that. So what I'm trying to tell you is, Mark, I know you listen to the show. Next time there's a fight in Vegas, I want to sit in the same place, same seat. Make that Pedro seat. And he was straight up Benavidez. Impressive a couple of weeks ago over Morrell.
From what I saw, he looked like he handled him quite easily. So, Morrell still put up a good fight by the looks of it, but...
You know what? It was a good fight, but it wasn't really competitive on the scorecards. Rounds were competitive, but sometimes rounds were more competitive than maybe the scores were to indicate. But I thought that David Morrell put up a good fight. David Morrell's a good fighter, no doubt about that, and that he tried. You know what I'm saying? He went out there and he tried. And listen, when you face a guy like Benavidez, I think that is a force to be reckoned with, and he's like a wrecking ball. He just comes forward and he throws hard punches. How do you beat him?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. He looked good. He looked much better than the last fight. So, he seems to have it all right now. He's in his prime. He's focused. And, him versus the winner.
Do you think we may have overshot his prime, though, at 168? Do you think that might have been it?
I thought so. But, I mean, the way he looked like he handled Morrell, then maybe not. Maybe not.
Morrell was a 68-pounder. At one point in time, Morrell fought as light as 62.
Yeah. But I think he can still do stuff at light heavyweight. And those two fights with Bivol and Beter Bev, that's going to take a lot out of those two guys.
Okay. Now, Canelo's going to fight a guy by the name of William Skull.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what it means when you get Skull?
I don't know.
Okay. Skull is – Jose's laughing over here because I think he knows what I'm talking about. Skull is a blowjob.
Is that
the best way I could put it. I mean, come on. He's laughing in the other room. But the bottom line is, that's what it is, okay? When you get Skull, you get a blowjob, okay? So Canelo's getting Skull on May the 3rd. But essentially, he's getting blown.
He is. Okay. I won't be watching that.
By the International Black Federation, International Boxing Federation, of course, we nickname them the International Black Federation because they've got all these black champions. Coincidence? No. Of course, they said that they were in it. They were in the game for black fighters because the WBC was in the game for Mexican fighters and the WBA was in the game for South American fighters. So we needed somebody, according to Bob Lee, who would later be indicted and go to prison, that we needed a black federation or an association, a sanctioned body that was going to be open to more black fighters.
Yeah,
and the International Boxing Federation is definitely that.
Okay, yeah. I don't really look at any of those belts anymore, to be honest with you. It's been a while since I've taken much notice, unless you have all four.
You know, I don't even think if you got all four, because I think that Bam Rodriguez is a champion in 115 or whatever weight class he's at. I don't think anybody touches him in weight class.
No, not until he steps up. No, Illinois,
probably nobody touches him, although he got knocked out of his last fight, but probably nobody touches him in 122. Oleg Usyk is the undisputed champion, although I would prefer that somebody... I don't... Why... Is my bias against Russian fighters just coming out?
It seems to be, huh?
I know, I'm dogging to Bivol. I mean, here's what, you know what?
I like all three of those guys, actually. Yeah.
Well, who is the best of the three?
Usyk, Beter Bev, and Bivol?
Yeah.
It's tough, actually. Real close. I was actually watching an old Beterbiev.
Usyk has never lost a fight, you know. I mean, no, he's not a heavyweight, not a cruiserweight.
I was watching an old Beterbiev Usyk fight amateur the other day, and
they
really
fought
good
each
footage.
Other?
Yeah, a couple of times. It's on YouTube, and Beterbiev looked like he won to me. He was chasing Usyk around the ring, so yeah. So I don't know. Now he wouldn't beat him. I think he's too small. But
okay, so imagine Abbott Kabal hitting Ulek Usyk in the body.
See, that's yeah. Like I said to you, I think he's going to have nightmares about Kabayel because that's three fights in a row. He's just focused solely on the body almost.
He's a German lad, right?
He is, yeah.
Okay, so...
He took apart that Makhmudov. He's a huge guy.
He took apart some good guys. I know that about that. Yeah. Now, back to Jean-Louis Dubois. What was his... I mean, Tommy D came up with some lame excuse saying that he wasn't allowed to fight. Was he already in Saudi Arabia, do you know?
I think he was, yeah. He came down the virus, was it? That's what I heard. I think there's no way Dubois would want to pull out of that fight. I'm sure he's gutted, but yeah, I'm not sure that the exact.
You know, I don't know because I think there was a lot of money going around there in Saudi Arabia because it's a lot of shenanigans, man. Some of the scores were funny. The Sheik's fighter got a draw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was a robbery. Yeah. It was kind of close because not much happened, but Adames won that fight. There's no way. Yeah.
But you know, the way it was, the Sheik's fighter went down. I mean, the Sheik was checking scorecards, walking, running around ringside, this kind of stuff. I don't think that's cool,
it's
man.
Kind of a monopoly,
Don King never did that.
Ring
Don King. Don King sent his schlep over there. Go check the scores, Holmes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have the. I'm going to go check the score myself. I mean, the guy's got. Not audacity. I don't know what the word is. I mean, it's just like.
Yeah, I was watching one of the English hosts, and he seemed to be bowing down to him and saying, sorry.
Everybody's blowing this guy.
Yeah, there's so much money.
I mean, these guys on TV. It's like every few seconds they gotta go because I mean, it's just like you know, it's getting old, and I see where they're coming from because I've been around guys with a lot of money. A lot of guys, especially in boxing. These guys come into boxing. Guys, they're a flash in the pan. They come in, they've got billions of dollars, and then they lose a few million and they're gone after one fight or something like that. Okay, so I've met all kinds of rich people who come into boxing before. So it's not a big thing. It's not a new thing.
See how long it lasts.
You know, but Carl DeMay, the guy over in the East Bay, he was a home builder. He built all the homes in Alamo, California. I think he was the biggest builder in Alamo, California. He had his own private jet. Before the real estate market crashed in 2007, 2008, I was flying around the country, me and my pimping self, in his private jet. He was saying to me, Pedro, you want to go to the fight tonight? And I'm going, yeah. He goes, yeah. He goes, my pilot will take you. I said, what do you mean? You know, you're not going, Carl? He goes, I don't feel like going. He goes, you call me on the phone and tell me what happened. Oh, okay. So I would fly down this private jet. I mean, from here to L.A., here to Vegas, all the years. But that guy had money. That guy had money. But boxing to him was nothing but a write-off. You know what I'm saying? The Sheik is not a write-off. There's no write-off. He just got unbelievable amounts of money.
He seems like a real fan. He seems to know his stuff. So maybe
does he know his stuff, too?
He seems to. He picks the right fights, doesn't he?
So
For the most part, I think he's
been... All right, last question. Quantity over quality?
I think you had both there last night, to be honest with you. I would have liked Dubois to have stepped in, obviously, instead of Bacoli. But no, I think it was quality.
Okay, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Nonoanoy, Oleg Usyk, Bam Rodriguez. Who else is a champion in the world of boxing, undefeated or undisputed? In other words, who kicks ass on their division more than anybody else? I mean, just unparalleled. Not too many guys. Huh?
Who? Nakatani? He's
we'll talk about that after the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Everybody knows it. Yeah, let me tell you, before I get into Nakatani, a couple of, I think it was on the 10th of February, I was in South San Francisco, California, and I was looking for a parking space to go buy some Mexican food because I eat a lot of beans and rice. That's the majority of my diet is beans and rice, okay? Whole beans. So anyway, I go and pull into, so these three guys are trying to save this parking space. Let's honk, honk, move out the way, this and that. So one of the guys reaches in the window and sucker punches me. Okay, so you know what that meant, right? That meant I had to get out the car and take care of some business, right? So I came out, got out the car, and I look at this guy, and he's like 6'2", maybe 215, 220, and he's young. He's about 35, 36, 37 years old, but he's a little chubby. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at him. Saying, so boom, I pumped two jabs at him, hit him with a left cross, down he went. Boom, that was it. I mean, he was down, he was in trouble, all kinds of stuff. And I scared the other guys off. The other guys were going to jump on me the whole 9 yards. So he gets up and he comes at me again. And this time he tries to maul my face, my eyes out with his fingers, right? I nearly bit off his thumb. Okay, you know that's you know. I mean, somebody. How did his face get? How did his hand get up near your face? He was trying to maul my face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyway, so I beat the absolute spit out of him. Okay, just beat his ass. And I'm trying to say is I'm 67 years old. He's 35 to 37 years old. Had 50 pounds on me. So if you're out there right now, I know your hand had to get stitched up, and I know that hand is going to bother you for a long time. And every time you look down at the scars on your thumb, my brother, remember me that I beat the snot out of you for trying to sucker. But Barry, I mean, you know. Go sucker punch me in a parking space.
Yeah, yeah. I think the same happened to Eddie Futch, didn't it? When he was in his 80s.
And Eddie Futch in the Caesar's Palace parking lot. Eddie had the left hook him.
Papa Smurf.
I miss him. You know, the Goldfather. And, of course, he was like 90 years old when he died, and he trained Berry Gordy. You know, Berry Gordy, the music mogul for Motown Records. He's 95 years old right now. At one point in time, he was a professional fighter, and Eddie Futch trained him. I mean, Eddie was a great guy. Eddie was the godfather. Eddie would tell me things that prophetic things that would happen later. You know what I'm saying? Then you say, whoa, Eddie said that. Yeah. And then one time, I remember the last time I saw him before his funeral, we were in North Las Vegas at some outdoor event, and Shelley Williams was pushing him in a wheelchair. And when I saw him in a wheelchair, I started to almost cry. You know, because I'm saying to myself, God, he's 90 years old. So I went up to him, and I'll give him a hug. And say, Godfather, you're in the wheelchair. You okay? He goes, man, I didn't want to walk. That's a long way. That's a long way. So anyway, I miss him. Eddie Futch. Of course, his wife, Eva Futch, she still holds on to a great tradition. She hasn't gotten married. She's a nice lady, no doubt about that. Now, let's talk about the upcoming fights. Of course, in Japan, we've got three
three bantamweight title fights. Of course, we'll talk about Junto Nakatani on top. How good is Junto Nakatani in your mind?
I think he's an excellent fighter. I think he's the best in the division. I think he'd have a rough time with Inoue either if he steps up. But he's still, yeah, number one bantamweight.
29 and zip, 22 KOs, of course, 118 pounds now. The WBC World Bantamweight Champion, Ching Ching. Did you notice there were five WBC title fights on that card yesterday?
I didn't actually.
Yeah, they were interim title fights. Okay. You know what interim means, right?
Yeah, not much.
We're going to charge you sanctioned body fees, and the promoter's going to pay some. We're going to take a percentage out of each guy's purse. I mean, the WBC, they got fat yesterday.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. Yeah.
We be Canelo.
Yeah, there you are.
Or we be clowning.
Right.
Bottom line is WBC World of Bunko and Chicanery. Of course, David Cuellar Contreras, he is 28-0. And of course, he is going to take on Junto Nakatani in Japan, 29-0, 22 KOs. Nakatani is in the top 10 pound-for-pound list as far as every expert I know. When is the last time two Japanese fighters have ever been in the top 10 pound-for-pound list?
Yeah.
Ever?
Probably never, yeah. Yeah, there's been some good fighters, but yeah.
I mean,
not gonna be top 10.
Were any great fighters out of Japan, though?
Yeah, there have been. I mean, great, but there's been some really good fighters. Ayoka's a really good fighter. He's like three or four division champion, and I wish he'd fought Rodriguez and Chocolatito, but he's had a great career.
Speaking of guys who didn't fight guys, Roy Jones didn't fight Graciano Rocchigini. Was that a mistake?
For legacy, yeah, that would have been a big fight. That would have been undisputed, and yeah, he was a great fighter, Rocchigiani. I was going to say, what's his name?
Roy Jones.
Roy Jones and... I've confused him with Rocchigiani.
No. Roy Jones.
Mikulchevsky.
Mikulchevsky. And they were going to do a 40,000 seat arena outdoors in Germany.
Yeah.
Roy didn't want to go over there.
I think Roy Jones got robbed, didn't he, in the Olympics in Seoul
and never wanted to travel. That as an excuse. And that's, I mean, that thing in Korea, that was a bit of a ripoff. No, I mean, that was a ripoff. No doubt about that. Roy was the best fighter on the team. I mean, he was in the 1988 team. Of course, that was a team that had Riddick Bowe on it. Riddick Bowe was a heavyweight, and I think he came in the silver medal. And of course, Lennox Lewis won the gold medal, right? All right.
Yep.
Let me tell you about Riddick Bowe. We're at the Olympic trials in Concord, California, and this is like 2 or 3 months before the Olympics, the United States Olympic trials, right? So Riddick Bowe wins, and Jack Fisk, the late godfather of boxing writers of the San Francisco Chronicle, I mean Hall of Fame writer, about that, he said to him, Riddick, how the hell are you going to win the gold medal with love handles? And that was Riddick Bowe's problem later in life, discipline, a lack thereof.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Fisk called him on it in 1988.
Right. Yeah, it kind of ruined his career, didn't it? So, and his crazy manager.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you one thing about Riddick Bowe. I did a fight with him and some hobo in like Tuskegee, Oklahoma, or something like that, right? And I was a ring announcer, and Riddick Bowe didn't show up for the weigh-in. You know why? He was too fat. Okay, and Oklahoma let him get away with that kind of crap, right? So anyway, I see him in the fights. So I'm in the center of the ring. I'm the ring announcer. And he comes over and he goes, tell him I'm 259 pounds. I said, your trunks may be 259 pounds, but you're not 250. You know, he's like closer to 300.
Yeah,
so I just, I went through the whole, I never mentioned his weight.
Yeah.
Through, but big disappointment, Riddick Bowe.
Well, I think he had more talent than Lewis, didn't he? And they were the same size, but Lewis's discipline was the difference. That's kind of.
And I think deep down inside, I think the intestinal fortitude just wasn't there with Riddick Bowe. Like a big black dude, he wasn't the big black dude he should have been. Because, you know, when he had the fights with Galata, I mean, the two fights with Galata,
Galata
was kicking his ass both times.
He was, both times.
And I'm of the opinion that the Russian mob got to Galata, because why would you pull two low blows? Why would you low blow a guy two fights in a row when you're ahead both times?
I think he did things like that before, though, didn't he? Didn't he bite somebody once and he was
unstable? Biting somebody. the best one, though, was when he got pulled over by the Detroit Highway Patrol, the Michigan Highway Patrol. You know what he told them?
No.
I am a member of the Detroit Police Department. You're a police officer? Yes, I am a police officer. I mean, with that accent. So he went to jail.
Yeah.
Impersonating a policeman. No doubt about that, of course. Galata was a character.
He was. He was a good fighter, too. It's just, he was unstable.
Mentally couldn't handle it.
That generation of heavyweights, there were a few unstable characters, weren't there?
Yeah. You know, back to, before we get an hour, and we'll talk about it in a couple of minutes, but Shakur Stevens fighting this Josh Pauly guy, he was a 45-1 favorite. I mean, think about that. Tyson was only a 37-1 favorite over Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back to Nakatani. Has this guy got a chance to fight Nakatani? David Cuellar Contreras, 28-0?
I think he'll win that fight, yeah. I think he's been fighting much better opposition, Nakatani. So he's been moving up through the weight classes. And, yeah, I think he's one of the best fighters in the world at the moment.
Yeah, I'm looking at the opponent's record here, and the bottom line is 32-9 the last time, 18-14, 40-10, 12-5. In other words, he's fought the usual suspects.
Yeah, he's got the numbers, isn't he? But he's, yeah, there's, the quality isn't there.
Okay,
yeah.
So Nakatani and Inouye would be the super fight. It would be like, I mean, it would sell out any arena. It would be the biggest fight in the history of Japan.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Bigger than Tyson Douglas.
Yeah,
yeah,
so.
Without a doubt.
I mean, a lot of people weren't really that into Tyson Douglas until it happened, were they? Nobody wanted to watch.
Even
Douglas.
Though they were sitting there, they were picking their nose.
Yeah, yeah.
They were quiet. They couldn't. They weren't.
I think a lot of the press didn't even go over to Japan from the States.
No, but
that
Jack
fight.
Fisk, the aforementioned Jack Fisk, SF Chronicle, told me, "You are a boxing writer." I was writing for the boxing trade papers. He goes, "You have to interview Buster Douglas." I go, "Why?" Because he's fighting for the heavyweight championship of the world. You have to interview him. So I turned the interview into like a $2,500 magazine deal. With British Box a Monthly, I told them $2,600, you get it, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, okay, they jumped on it. It was the most I ever made for a story.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, good old Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson, that was a good run. Of course, Buster and I went back to Columbus, Ohio, and he wouldn't train. I told you he ate 4 or 5 meals a day.
Oh, really?
Didn't
you
tell you that
I mean,
one?
It looks like
he. We had breakfast. He had breakfast at home. Then we had breakfast about 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the office. Then we had ribs brought in by J.D. McCauley, who was his trainer, owned the barbecue pit. They brought in ribs about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So we had some ribs, right? And then we went to lunch at 2, right? We're not done eating yet. Then we kick back for a few hours, do a few things, and we go back and we eat dinner again about 6:30. Right? And then Buster goes home and eats again. So you can see why his fat ass got up to 300 pounds.
He was a big boy. Yeah.
Big boy. Come on, man. That way, listen, he couldn't handle it mentally either. Some guys can't handle winning.
No, he put it all together, didn't he, for one night, and that was it, really, I think.
You know, so. And when he went down that one time, his manager, Johnson, told me? John Johnson, he goes, I didn't think he was to get up. He goes, I thought the son of a bitch was such a dog, he wasn't going to get up. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Barry on Boxing and Shakur Stevenson in studio right after the break.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy, and you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
The Harlem Heckler, Hector Camacho, may he rest in peace. Of course, been dead now probably about 13, 14 years. Got shot in the face during a, what happened was he didn't pay somebody for some, allegedly he didn't pay somebody for a cocaine deal. And there was a cocaine dealer in the car and they shot the cocaine dealer. They shot Camacho. Bottom line is the guys who were arrested for shooting Camacho ended up fleeing the country. And then, of course, the witnesses became dead. Coincidence? Maybe not. But the bottom line is, may he rest in peace, Hector Camacho. Of course, I'll never forget the Camacho card. I guess it was about 2003, 2004. I was in Carolina, Puerto Rico, and we were doing a fight card, and the promoter came to me and said, Pedro, guess what? Camacho's not coming. I said, you know, Camacho's not coming. I thought maybe he was talking about Camacho having sex or something. What's he talking about, Camacho coming? What do you mean not coming? What do you mean? I'm doing TV. Leave me alone, Harold. I'm doing TV. I'm doing live TV. Leave me alone. He goes, no, you don't get it. Camacho's not coming. He leans over my shoulder and goes, Camacho's not coming. And if he don't come, you ain't getting paid. And I went, huh? So I go, time out, threw the microphone, threw the headset down after the round was over. I went to, what do you want me to do? He goes, I want you to go back to the hotel and get Camacho to come. So I had to go back to the hotel, watch Camacho, snort some blow, go through his routine the whole nine yards. Finally, he came. He headbutted the guy in the second round, ended the fight with a technical draw. As long as he showed up and stepped in the ring, I got paid. I'll never forget, that was when I left Puerto Rico with a whole lot of money, and then the feds grabbed me on the plane and took me off the plane and said, I only had $9,800 in me in cash. Okay, right. 10 grand is an issue. There. You know what I'm saying? 10 grand is an issue. Yeah. So I knew exactly what I was doing, and they accused me of being some drug dealer because I was going to Colombia. Okay. I was going to Colombia to get laid. I wasn't going to Colombia to get snorting blow. Columbia, two different things. Anyway, let's talk about Nakatani and Cuellar. Of course, you think Nakatani's going to win that one. On the same card, they got this Saya Tosami taking on Diego Helga. Of course, those guys are going to box at 118 as well. And, of course, a super bantamweight battle between Chinjin Nakasuna versus Jason Maloney. Jason Maloney's been around a while, huh?
Yeah, he's a good fighter. But, probably towards the end of his career now, I think. Both
can't,
the brothers.
Can't win the big one?
No, he's always been a little short, hasn't he, from the top level. But he's always been put up good performances.
Okay, Fenoy is the pound-for-pound greatest fighter in the world right now. 29 is zip, 31 years old. Gervonta Davis, where does Gervonta Davis, is Gervonta Davis among the top five?
I think he's right there. I put him a little lower just because of the level of opposition.
Yeah, but who's exactly? I mean, he's fought. Listen.
He's got the skills, but.
But he's fought a lot of guys like Bailey.
Yeah. He's fought some good guys.
No, not Bailey, but, you know, I mean, you know.
He's fought a lot of good guys and a lot of unbeaten guys, but he hasn't taken the big fights.
But and you know, he's talking about retirement and things like that of late. This, and I don't know if that's a negotiating ploy or whatever it is, but the bottom line is, you know, I guess his big win was over Ryan Garcia.
Probably the biggest one, yeah, I think so.
Made a lot of money.
Yeah, and he's doing the pay-per-view thing, isn't he? So he's made a lot of money.
You're not a Ryan Garcia fan. I know that, are you?
I'm not, no.
Okay.
No.
Of course, but
I don't think he's a top 10 fighter. I don't think he's done anything to deserve.
I don't like Haney. I don't like Haney at all.
I'm neutral on Haney.
Hey, now, I'm not saying that. Listen, I got no knock on Haney or his father. Yes, I do. Haney's father is repulsive, and Haney, to me, is a guy that weight. He's a weight bully. He comes in like 160, 170 pounds in a 140-pound fight. That's not cool.
Did he come in that big?
Yeah, he came in 170 for a 140-pound title fight. Wow. That's against Regis Progress. That wasn't too heavy. That wasn't too cool.
Right, okay, right.
So he comes in over there, and he still can't punch.
No.
He's got 15 knockouts and 31 fights, and you're going to tell me that I've got to erase all that from my memory, Ryan Garcia kicking his ass. I've got to erase that from – are you compelling me to erase that from my memory?
Yeah, as a welterweight against a light welterweight for me. So. And the welterweight was the puncher, so – it was kind of a weird matchup. He was overweight.
Yeah, but you know, but science, but strategically, from a strategic point of view, it was a genius move for Ryan Garcia not to make the weight.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to cheat, then it's so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but it's all about it's about getting an advantage. Of course, he did chase test a positive for something we don't. Yeah, I don't even know what
that
it
as
is.
Well, yeah.
What?
That as well as the weight.
Yeah, that as well as the weight. So I guess Ryan's a bit of a turd. There's no doubt about that.
He can fight. He can punch. I mean, he's one dimensional, isn't he? But he can punch.
He can punch, he's done his share of blow too. I don't get it with these guys either.
Unstable.
And speaking of Andy Ruiz talking about a comeback. He had a picture of him like 300 pounds a couple of weeks ago, this and that. You know, here's the guy that was heavyweight champion of the world, snorting cocaine, taking pictures of it on the internet, and then the shots of Hennessy. He had a picture of his hand with his ring on, his heavyweight championship ring, right?
Yeah,
his big old fat hand. Could I call it a mitt? Anyway, call it big old fat hand, and it was cocaine right next to his hand. I mean, come on, man. He was trying to show you, hey, man, I'm doing blow.
Yeah. He's not really done anything in the last few years, is he?
Neither has the lighter Charlo brother. Charlo brother cashed in on that Canelo fight, never fought again.
Yeah, I'm surprised there, because I was quite a fan of Jermell.
The Charlo brothers, I wish they would just go away, man.
And
the
mama. Really well
the star of the three of them, I thought, was the mother. She put on the best act.
Right.
Plus, she dressed nice.
But yeah, I think they're both really talented fighters, actually. But they both seem to have lost their way at the same time. So
the money
could be.
They both made a little bit of money. I mean, but the young. I mean, the one that fought at 154 when he fought Canelo. Of course, the 160 pound Canelo Charlo was supposed to fight Canelo, but he had drug problems. So they said we're gonna let the 154 pound guy fight you, and he didn't even try.
Yeah, I think he felt. Canelo's size pretty quick, and Crawford might feel the same thing.
You know, speaking of Crawford and him, Crawford's a better fighter than a lot of people think, and of course he struggled with Israel and Madrimov the last time. Of course, Virgil Ortiz. How'd you score that Virgil Ortiz fight?
I didn't bother to score it, but I thought Ortiz won. All right.
So Ortiz beats him, and he's only. But here's what's up. Everybody made such a big thing about him going the 12 round distance with Terrence Crawford, and the fact he only had 10 fights. And I don't know if that's a knock on Crawford or a plus on him. Which one is it?
I think a bit of both. I think he's a good fighter.
You know, you're going right down the middle on everything today. You know that? I mean, I'm trying to get you trying to get you jump on an opinion here. Hey, can you talk to him?
Yeah, and I think Crawford's stretching the weight thing. I think I don't know what you think about the Canelo
fight. You know what?
Fight,
here's what's up. I can get in the ring and kick this. I almost said it, didn't I? Kick the spit out of guys, and one of those guys fought Roberto Duran twice. I dropped him with body shots.
Right.
And these guys were bigger than me, so I don't want to hear that smack about fighting.
Besides,
if you've got talent, if you've got the ability to score, I'm telling you, you can do it. And
if that was the case, everyone would be a heavyweight champion. All the talented guys would be a.
No. But what I'm trying to tell you is that. If you skills, I hate to steal a line from Crawford, but skills pay the bills. Okay, in other words, I would get in there with guys who had less skills than me, that were heavier than me. I beat the snot out of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't even close. You know what I'm saying? But that I think, to an extent, might be Crawford's ploy here. Is that he's a better boxer, and then he didn't look that good against Madrimov. And I say to myself, the guy only had 10 fights, and then Madrimov didn't fight like he fought the first time when he fought Crawford last night. Last night he fought like a girl. I mean, what was he running around like?
Yeah, he was a little bit passive, wasn't he? I
mean, passive?
I was surprised. I thought Madrimov was going to beat Ortiz.
Most people did. I mean, most people did. I mean, believe it or not, of course, Virgil Ortiz walking around. His last fight, he was like in a daze after that fight. Of course, that 12-round decision he won, but he was in a daze, walking around the arena, looked like he was concussed. And I'm of the opinion that he's damaged goods.
I don't know. You know, I thought he fought pretty well last night. He usually goes balls to the wall, doesn't he, and throws superpower with every shot. And I thought last night he was picking his punches a little better. Madrimov just wasn't giving him much to hit.
Okay, so you pick Bivol, Parker, Boccoli if he had 6 weeks' notice. Would you really have picked Broccoli after 6 weeks after watching last night?
Yeah, but I mean, he only flew in the night before, didn't he? That's a lot to ask, isn't it?
Well, come on, man.
I mean, he took his chance.
He was in the Congo kicking back.
Yeah,
riding elephants. Okay, he goes from riding elephants to being an elephant.
He looks so good against Anderson. That
oh, God. He spanked Anderson.
Yeah, but Joseph Parker's looking great.
But Jared Anderson is also the only heavyweight contender I've ever known that comes to the ring with a support dog.
The support dog.
Ringside. He has a support dog.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You didn't know Jared's a nutcase?
Yeah, I know he's a little
emotional. He's a little soft mentally.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, he had the world by the cojones at one point in time. He had the top rank machine behind him, and he blew all that and pissed it all away.
Yeah, I think maybe he just doesn't quite what they think he is. So.
Okay, so Crawford, the knock on Crawford that I've got on Crawford is that he's 37 years old. Not the fact he's small, the fact he's 37. Of course, Canelo Alvarez is like 32 or 33.
I'd like to see him at middleweight before he tried super middleweight. I think we'd have a better gauge then. But
you can't do it. This is a money fight. This is the one.
Have time to wait. Yeah,
well, you know, but Ray Leonard stepped up and beat Marvin Hagler. Nobody thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, but Crawford started at lightweight. He wasn't really a full-blown welterweight, was he?
But I will say this about Crawford, though. Crawford was always faking it. I mean, they were always cutting off their nuts to make 135, 140.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got the length.
They're probably cutting their nuts off to make 147. He's still struggling to make 154.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a struggle for him, and he looks pretty fit. The guy trains year-round.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. I think, I don't know, my money will be on Canelo for that one, I have to say.
Really?
I think Crawford's a better fighter, but it's another 14 pounds.
Are we going to ever see Teofimo Lopez again?
I think so, but he's another one who just doesn't seem to know what he's doing with himself. These guys talk more than they fight.
You know, one time he was on a good roll. I mean, he had the media rolling with him, social media, the regular boxing media. They were all blowing him left and right. And then his father.
Yeah, he's another one with the father that can't
give his mouth shut. I think his father's doing cocaine in the corner. I kid you not. His son's getting his ass kicked. He's out there dancing, salsa dancing. What's he doing? He's not even concentrating on the fight himself. Did you see that one where he's dancing?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's another one.
People think that's my imagination. People be smoking too much weed. What are you talking about, man? The guy was actually doing the salsa dance in between rounds. Yeah. Well, I mean, the fight's going on, he's dancing.
It's another weird relationship they have. But when Teofimo's on, he looks fantastic.
Okay, Sean Porter thought Turkey's fighter won the fight, but Porter looked to be more concerned with his attire, his zoot suit, than analyzing the fight. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I want to say hello to Main Event Matt. He's been in the hospital of late. He lost 20 pounds. He gained 20 pounds. So, Matt, we want to wish you the best on your road to recovery. Matt's probably been with me the longest of anybody as far as the listeners are concerned. In fact, when Older Than Dirt Bob died about 10 years ago, was that's what his name was, Older Than Dirt Bob from the KMBR days. When he died about 10 years ago, of course, Matt took over. But Matt's been sick of late. Michael Spence, 1985, February 23rd. Michael Spence stops David Sears, managed by actor Burt Young of the Rocky movie in the fourth round, retains the undisputed light heavyweight title. Greg Haugen passed away today, of course, February 23rd, 2025. We played taps in hour number one for him. Of course, boxers born in February, Steve Farhad. Steve Farhad's not a boxer. Steve Farhad was the editor of Ring Magazine. Steve Farhad's claim to fame is having ring editor at AOL.com. That's his email address, and that's what he's so proud of. Outside of that, not my favorite guy. Anyway, am I spitting on everyone? Have I spit on enough people today?
I think so. You usually manage to get a few in.
There you go. You know, anyway, blah, blah, blah. One more here. Tommy Morrison said he didn't have HIV. He had HIV for 10 years before he knew he had HIV 10 years before he popped dirty.
Yeah, he was a little deluded, wasn't he?
Yeah,
at the end?
You know, when I saw him in I think it was in Tulsa when he fought Razor Ruddock, they cut him up. I did the TV. They cut him up afterward. He was cut up in the fight. So they were stitching him in the room afterwards. I'll never forget, they were stitching him in the hotel room upstairs. Went upstairs to this little party, and they were stitching him up. And the guy was HIV positive, and the guy was wearing gloves, the whole nine years, the doctor. I'm saying to myself, he was HIV positive. And he knew, man. I mean, he ran the risk of giving it to other people. Tommy and me. And when Tommy, of course, Tommy went into denial on that when he died from HIV.
Yeah,
he wouldn't take any of the drugs.
That was a shady little period, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, you know, how about that guy that came out of the crowd and knocked him out? Remember that?
Oh, you're talking Michael
Bent? Michael Bent. Like, was sitting in the crowd. They called.
That's right, he was.
Yeah,
like
called Michael Bent. Michael Bent knocked him out one round.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of an upset for sure. That took away his payday with Lewis, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll say one thing about Tommy Morrison, okay? He had a good following. I mean, he had the Tommy Morrison, the Rocky thing. I had everything going for him, but the HIV thing, the fact that he had HIV and he didn't know, and he didn't tell anybody, and he might have given it to guys. I mean, here's what's up. If I had got HIV, and I found out I got HIV by Tommy Morrison in a fight, I'd have killed him.
Yeah,
I'd have stalked him and killed him.
Yes,
I'm sorry, man. If I sound selfish, you gave me that kind of. You deserve to die.
You shouldn't be anywhere near a ring at that point.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll conclude things with Barry on Boxing and Olivia's kid here as well. Of course, Olivia had her birthday a couple weeks ago. She would have been 95. 94. May she rest in peace. She was my Hebrew mentor. Let me tell you, I would go to her like in tears sometimes, and she would send me out of there happy. What can I say? She was the greatest therapist I ever had. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Dr. Fernandez here. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. I want to mention a couple other dates. Floyd Mayweather, born February 24th, 1977, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Not in the ghetto. I'm not a hood guy. Andrew Ward was born in San Francisco, February 23rd, 1983. Of course, not in Oakland, California, like he tried to say. And, of course, Tony Lopez was born February 24th, 1963, in Sacramento, California. And Bobby Chez was in deep shape, deep trouble. We're going to go back. In fact, me and my crew will be in New Jersey on March the 30th for a benefit for Bobby Chez. Of course, Bobby Chez, the former light heavyweight champion of the world, former cruiserweight champion at one point in time. He was the matinee idol, one of the last matinee idols of television. What I mean by matinee idols is, I'm kicking myself in the ass here. What I mean by matinee idols is that he watched TV. When you watch TV, you tune in to watch Bobby Chez, because Bobby Chez was a white guy on TV, and America was pushing him all that kind of stuff, wishing the very best of luck in his recovery. But he's got some type of brain cancer, some type of face cancer. It just don't look straight up. We wish him the very best, but it looks like the 10 count is imminent for him. Straight up, Barry, I want to thank you for coming in.
Yep, no problem. Always fun.
Always the best, man.
Hello, Shakur Stevenson. Shakur's here. I got to say this about Shakur. You guys don't give me the credit. Do you think I don't get the credit I should get?
Yeah, you could argue that.
Yeah, the best fight I ever had was going to kick that girl in the driving. Yeah. Was that the gas station? I can't forget. I've kicked a lot of girls, you know. I fight like a girl sometimes.
Am I the best? But Shakur Stevenson, all kidding aside, the best fighter at 135, he just can't put it all together.
I don't know. I think Javante might be the best.
You think
so? Yeah.
We'll have to argue about
that. Lack of power.
Daddy Croft says it's the other way around. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank Barry Rabbits, of course, the British boxing hair, for spending some time with us here. Now we'll compliment him with some of the nation's finest cannabis. And then, of course, we're talking about, I take care of my in-studio guests. Of course, Jose Meservi is here as well. Of course, he's better known as Olivia's Kid, but we wish him the very best as well. Of course, he's the greatest painter in the Bay Area. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most of all, don't forget, my producer is Bailey Peck, and he kicks ass. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.